The war on terrorism seems to have taken a rather strange turn when you look at how the Obama administration is dealing with it, along with the failure to simply name the enemy. Recent efforts regarding Iran and now Cuba, they're causing many to question Obama's understanding of the threats that exist and the future his actions are laying a foundation for, not just in foreign affairs, but in combating radical Islamic terrorism. Here to discuss these matters is terrorism and national security expert, host of CBN News as The Watchman. Best-selling author's latest book is ISIS Exposed, Beheading, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam. We say good morning to Eric Stackelback. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Great to be back with you.
Always good to have you here. CBN.com. Learn more about Eric's work there and the other journalism that takes place through CBN News. And, you know, people, whenever I post a story on Facebook about homegrown radical Islamic terrorism, and I always end my post with, are you still laughing? Do you still have the naive who say, yep, still laughing? They dismiss it. They say it's fantasy. They'll say I'm an Islamophobe. But it seems like, Eric, more and more frequently, we had a couple of women in New York. We more recently had a young man in Ohio that went to join the fight with ISIS. They come back home. They don't go back to a 9-to-5 job. They have something ingrained in them, and it's becoming a growing threat to this country.
Yeah, Chris, I always have to shake my head when people kind of downplay the Islamic terror threat, say, hey, it's just a few wackos. It's amateur hour. Well, think back to the Boston bombings 2 years ago. Amateur hour. Neither of them were very well-trained in particular, but they were able to kill 4 people and wound over 200 more, shut down a major American city for the better part of a week. That's what amateurs, quote-unquote, can do. How about the amateur Nidal Hassan at Fort Hood? You know, so look, people want to downplay it and say, well, just a few lone actors, not part of a global movement. This is a global jihadist movement. In the past 3 weeks alone here in the United States, we've had at least 5 cases, Chris, of American citizens being arrested, plotting to carry out attacks here on U.S. soil. One in particular really caught my attention the other day. A man from Ohio, as you mentioned, he was a Somali Muslim, and that's a whole other story, the threat posed increasingly by the Somali Muslim population, some of that population in the U.S. But a Somali Muslim man traveled over to Syria, fought with, trained with al-Qaeda over there, and then he returned home. And what do you know? He returned to U.S. soil, and he plotted to carry out attacks right here. In my book, ISIS Exposed, Chris, I have case after case, example after example of American citizens who, even if they didn't go overseas to train with ISIS, even if they just stayed here, they are looking to carry out attacks in our backyard. It's not a joke. It's not exaggerated. It's very real.
I mean, we are fortunate that at least the terrorists we've seen so far are idiots with big mouths, because they sort of give themselves up before they do the deed.
Yeah, many times. And look, we've had great law enforcement and intelligence work. That's where that all goes to. We've had great intel, great law enforcement work. That's number one. Number two, many of the wannabe jihadis on American soil have indeed been amateurish. Look, they've run their mouth. But if they didn't make these mistakes, and thank God they're making mistakes,
sure,
but if they didn't make these amateurish mistakes, it does not take a brain surgeon to walk into a shopping mall, yell Allahu Akbar, and gun down 30 people. It really doesn't. So thank God they're making these mistakes, because if they didn't, and look, it's kind of like we can't be right every time. You figure one or a few, God forbid, are going to slip through the cracks eventually. That's number one. But number two, the returnees, the people who trained overseas in Syria and Iraq and Somalia and come back home, you got to figure in some cases they're not going to be quite as amateurish as some of the homegrowns. These are going to be battle-tested, smart individuals who know exactly what to do, know how to keep a low profile, and then when the time is right, carry out a jihadi attack.
And with Eric Stackelback, terrorism expert, host of CBN News' The Watchman, his latest book, ISIS Exposed, Beheading, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam, CBN.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, if all this wasn't crazy and threatening enough, we have the Obama administration seem very willing to shake hands with, they say, the moderates of Iran, sort of overlooking or maybe just totally ignorant of the fact that it's the radical Islamists who truly run Iran, and say, well, okay, you had 20,000 centrifuges, we'll let you keep 6,000, And you can give the rest to, of all people, Russia, who is now making a deal with Iran to sell Iran missiles. Gee, that sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
You know, it's a world turned upside down. And by the way, Chris, you can also find my work at ericstackelbeck.com. But it's a world turned upside down. We have Russia supplying Iran with S-300 surface-to-air missiles that basically now Iran can surround those nuclear facilities with these advanced surface-to-air missiles supplied by Russia and say Israel wants to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, snuff out that threat. Say the United States wants to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. It just became many, many times more difficult now that they have this advanced surface-to-air missile system that Russia has provided. And by the way, Iran can use that missile system in an offensive means as well. Say there's a commercial airliner flying over Iranian airspace. What's to say the Iranians don't shoot it down if it's a country they don't like? So it's a nightmare scenario in so many ways. And Iran has been the head of the global terrorist snake for 36 years. It's really distressing to see the leader of the free world, the United States, embrace the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism. It really is a world turned upside down. We are isolating Israel. We're embracing a sworn enemy in Iran, where just 2 weeks ago, Iran's supreme leader led chants of death to America during a rally in Tehran. We've entered the realm of the surreal now under the Obama administration, and we are going to pay for these foreign policy decisions for years and years to come beyond 2016.
And here's just really further evidence, and you can say hostile, anti-Semite, I'll say Jew-hating, that the Obama administration is. Benjamin Netanyahu expressed, I think it was the Jerusalem Post, was asking the prime minister what he was hoping out of, you know, the best-case scenario with the Iran agreement. And Netanyahu said he was wishing there was an amendment included which called for Iran to recognize Israel's right to exist, to which a State Department spokesman said, well, that's a complicated issue we didn't want to get into.
Yeah. Yeah, God forbid that we ask Iran to stop with all the genocidal, exterminationist anti-Semitism. God forbid we ask that they recognize the Jewish people and the Jewish state's right to exist. God forbid we ask them to stop sponsoring terrorism around the world and fomenting a civil war in Yemen right now. God forbid we hold them accountable for their actions. This is insane. Iran has not been held accountable for its actions, whether it's global sponsorship of terror, whether it's killing American citizens, killing Israelis through their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas. It goes on, persecuting, oppressing their own people, executing, hanging people for anything from leaving Islam to being gay, to doing drugs, etc. These people are hung, crucified in Iran. And yet we are not pressuring them human rights in any realm. Iran has not been held accountable for any of its behavior for the past 36 years. It's a really, really sad day when the leader of the free world, again, will not. This is a renegade terrorist state, not the Iranian people, but this regime. They are terrorists. And the United States is willing to overlook all of that under President Obama in pursuit of some deal that would make Neville Chamberlain blush.
Having our time with Eric Stackelbeck, his latest book, ISIS Exposed, Beheading Slavery and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam, ericstackelbeck.com on the web, here on Issues and Ideas. And let's not forget, when there was an uprising for freedom by the people of Iran, the Obama administration remained silent on that. But just to wrap things up with, you mentioned how Iran's been ahead of the snake of terrorism. Do we sit back now and wait and see what happens when Iran and ISIS butt heads, or are they going to join together in unison to do what they both desire to do?
I don't see them joining in unison, Chris, right now, because, look, there is a Sunni-Shia war going on throughout the Middle East right now. Iran's on one side of it, ISIS is on the other side. So I don't see them getting together, although in many cases, look, Sunni and Shia jihadists get along just fine when it comes to killing Christians, Jews, and non-jihadists. Look at how Iran has sponsored Sunni Hamas, for instance, over the years. But ISIS and Iran, I don't see any coordination coming. They're killing each other. They've been killing each other the past few years in Syria, Iraq, Yemen. But a key thing to keep in mind here, Iran has not changed its spots. Just because Iran is fighting ISIS, it doesn't mean Iran is suddenly our ally and fond of America. Iran is fighting ISIS because at the end of the day, they want the same thing. Both of them want to lead this caliphate, this global Islamic jihadist movement. They both want the same thing. ISIS is standing in the way of Iran's march across the Middle East. And that's ultimately why Iran is fighting ISIS.
And not just the Middle East. Radical Islam wants to take back what they once had, for those who are ignorant of history, and that is the whole of Europe. And those borders won't be a limitation to them either, at least not by their desire. So to learn more about just really how the threat of radical Islam should not be laughed at on our own shores, never mind what's happening in the Middle East and in Europe, and to learn the methods that are being used to attain the means. ISIS exposed, beheading, slavery, and the hellish reality of radical Islam is really the resource for you to gain a greater knowledge of the serious threat that we're under, and to follow Eric's work, ericstackleback.com. Eric, thanks as always for getting to the truth without fear. That's the best truth to have. Thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, thanks so much. Anytime.